Are you really good at what you do, but kind of awkward and uneasy when it comes to self-promotion? Maybe you struggle to find the right words, or you fear of coming across as an imposter. A radically distinct personal brand strategy clarifies the unique value you offer and gives you the confidence and courage to share your message with the world. Go to jenmorgan.com to learn about Jen's upcoming 2-day personal brand workshop. That's Jen with 2 N's, morgan.com. Registration is limited to 10 participants. Act now. Hello and welcome to Radically Distinct Radio. I'm your host, Jen Morgan. And today I want to talk to you about something very, very important for you. And I'm going to get to it as soon as I can figure out what it is. No, I'm kidding. We're going to talk about how to make decisions that move you into action. And that is, quite honestly, the answer to that is to prioritize your goals. I'm going to get all heavy, deep, and real about my life for just a second here to give you a little context to where I'm coming from. 5 years ago, my goals were all revolved around my career and reappropriating my skill set from being an advertising producer and photographer into something that was more valuable in the world. Digital photography came onto the scene and internet marketing came onto the scene. It completely demolished the future of advertising photography. And I was watching, there was no future for what I was doing. And or if there was a future, it was going to take some time to figure out what that future would look like. And I was scared. So I went full force into figuring out what the heck am I good at and how can I recreate myself in the world. And that's been my focus, that and building Radically Distinct for the last 5 years. And at the beginning of this year, I realized that I had new goals. I wanted new things in my life. And primarily, I would like to attract somebody into my life to spend the rest of my life with and create more time and space for family and fun and all those things that you're supposed to want maybe earlier in life. I don't know. And this was a hard realization for me to have because it made me take a look at my life and see that I'm going to have to change a lot of my behaviors. And changing behaviors is really hard. As I'm sure you probably know, it's way easier to just bury your head in what you're used to doing and keep plugging along and pretending like everything's okay. But at a certain point, you have to like be honest with yourself and say, Jen, you either want to create the space for this next goal or you don't. And if you want it, you're going to have to make some actions, make some new behaviors. And how do you do that? So that's what we're going to talk about today. How to make decisions that move you into action. Specifically, those ones that are you're used to doing, these ones that create the reality in your now. And now you want to create this new reality. How do you do that? And the answer, as I said, is to prioritize your goals. Now, I had a client who I've been working with for about 3 months now, and he is temporarily working as a taxi driver, and he has been able to do a lot of really great things in that job. He's been able to stabilize his income and get himself into something that he was able to continually meet his budget goals. And so it's been a very good job for him in that way, but it's always been a temporary job. And he came to work with me because he's got a business plan that he wants to take action on. And he wasn't being able to do it. And so when, you know, we've been working, like I said, for almost 3 months now, and we've gone through a lot of things, you know, talking about how to talk about what he does, marketing tactics to getting himself out there. And he's struggling to make a lot of the actions, you know, when week by week, we're plugging away to figure out what is this first step he needs to make? And at one point we were working on, maybe he was just really uncomfortable getting out of his shell to go and talk to people. So we spent a whole month getting him out of his shell to go and talk to people. Like, he literally had to text me every single day and tell me that he had spoken to 3 different people. After you try a certain amount of things, you have to start looking at, okay, well, we worked through some like emotional stuff that he had going on, some ideas about his beliefs about himself. We worked on a lot of different things. And most recently, we had to start taking a look at how he's spending his time, because we tried to work in marketing things into the space when he was had downtimes during a taxi, and it's just not happening. And when we look at his time management, it's really challenging for him to create more time in his schedule. So we worked through, you know, how many hours a week is he working on this job, to figure out if there was a way to reduce the amount of hours so that he could find more time for to work on these business things, or, you know, what's going on. And we eventually figured out that he's working about 70 hours a week in this job and making between $12 and $15 an hour, 70 hours a week to make his minimum amount in order to, you know, live. And when I bring up the idea to him of maybe finding a different job, you know, something that maybe is a higher dollar an hour wage, his pushback has been that it's, how am I going to find, you know, his pushback has been that in order to have this business that he wants, he needs flexible schedule. But the way that it's working out is that it's such a unpredictable job that all of his time is going towards doing that job. And there isn't any extra space for him to be able to work on creating his business. So this flexible schedule that he so badly wants isn't really all that flexible for him, but his idea is that it's very flexible for him. So I, you know, what we did was we started working on prioritizing his goals. And the first goal, you know, I said, what is your first goal? What is the most important goal? And we came up with meeting his monthly, you know, budget is what we call it, his monthly budget. And that's a hard thing to say, that's number one goal, because we want to say our family is our number one goal. But if you can't, you know, provide for yourself a place to live to meet your goals, it's hard to then have time to be with your family, right? So his number one goal is this, is his budget goal. His number two goal is family time. And I'm basically asking him, is a flexible schedule more important than meeting your budget? He says, well, no, it can't be. And I said, well, is a flexible schedule more important than family time? Well, no, not really. And I said, okay, is a flexible schedule more important than this business, which is his number three goal? No, flexible schedule is not. So flexible schedule is actually number four on his list of priorities. And yet that's driving every single decision that he makes about whether or not he stays in this particular job or not. So when I start to spring up this idea of, well, what if we came up with, I think it's about $60,000 a year that he's making, why not look for a job that fits the skill set that you currently have that makes $60,000 a year that only requires 40 hours a week instead of 70 hours a week? You might think to yourself, well, yeah, no, duh. But if you're like just on your own and you're looking at, okay, I have to put my head down and I got to get my financial goals down. I have to get these finances down. And then what you do is you're thinking, then what I'm going to do is I'm going to figure out how to make this business work. And this business here is going to create this extra income for me. It's really easy to get yourself stuck there because you're going through the grind every single day, spending that 70 hours. And then in your extra time, you're dreaming about this business and it's providing this emotional space where as long as I can dream about it, it's at least there. But you can't take any actions on it because you don't have the time. So in you might think, well, so basically what we had to do is we had to start figuring out what is it that he needs to do? What are his options for being able to change the situation? Well, one of the options is that he can add more hours to his day, you know, which is what we've been trying to do. We've been trying to figure out if we could squeeze some of these marketing activities in his downtime during his day, or if we could add on those extra hours at the end of the day. And we had not for 3 months been able to get him to do that. So that's not really working. Another thing that we could do is he could reduce the amount of hours that he works in the taxi business and allocate those to this other business that he wants to do. But he hasn't been able to do that either. And the reason why he hasn't been able to do that is because his schedule, the work is so unpredictable that he has to be able to find a way. He has to be able to be available whenever he needs to be available to make those goals. So then the next one is, well, why don't we find a job that is going to, like I already mentioned to you, why don't we find a job that's 40 hours a week? And you now end up having 30 hours extra a week to be able to focus on building this business. And like I said, the flexible schedule keeps coming up. He doesn't want to have a job. And then we start having all of these reasons that come from his past as to why he doesn't want to have a job. And, you know, these are all relatable, especially if you go out on your own and you like to be your own boss. You like the idea and the freedom of being able to do your own thing. And then all of a sudden you get out there and you have a taste of what that's like. And that freedom can be more important. It can feel more important. But if you take a look at how with the cost of that freedom versus maybe a job that would be a little bit easier for you to be able to know that it's there. You can go there Monday through Friday, spend your 40 hours, and then you actually have the space and time to be able to work on the things that you want to do next. That's how it goes to prioritize your goals, is to say what's more important and to figure out what is number one, to figure out what is number two by asking, is flexible schedule more important than meeting your budget? Is flexible schedule more important than family time, right? And so eventually you start to figure out what are the most important things. Then what you have to do is say, is the way that I'm living my life or the decisions that I'm making in line with that list of priorities? And that's where you're going to find the actions that you have to take. Now, I'm talking to you about it from a personal perspective, what we individually have to do in order to make actions. But this is also the same thing when it comes to producing campaigns, for example, for a company. Back in the day, when I was producing advertising campaigns for big, either advertising companies or for big brands like Coca-Cola, it doesn't really matter how much experience you have with these ideas. Your ideas tend to always be too many ideas, too many objectives for the budget that you have. Now, when you think about budget, oftentimes we think about an amount of dollars, but that's also the resources that you have, the time that you have. Because when a company would come to me, they would maybe want to have their project done in 2 weeks, right? So we couldn't spend all this time trying to figure out these fancy ideas like flying monkeys and nobody ever came to me for flying monkeys, but my point is that it doesn't matter how sophisticated you are in being able to produce ideas. There's always a lot of them. So what you're going to want to do is figure out what is the most important thing we're trying to do, because that is going to drive all the other decisions and all the other things that are included in your plan, and it's going to basically cause editing of all the other ideas, things that you're going to get rid of, things that are not fitting. And it doesn't, as I'm saying, and I'm kind of saying this over and over again, because it's easy to get caught up in your own personal story and not think about how important it is to make decisions that are effective to what you want to create. And so whether it's business or it's personal, the most important thing is to figure out what is the number one priority that we're trying to do. So in a campaign, it's what's the message we're trying to get out there? And then what is the budget that we have? And then how do we start to look at all of the pieces, the creative pieces? How do we get creative with what we have, as opposed to trying to do all of these bells and whistles that may or may not be aligned with the goals? So if you're trying to get yourself to make some decisions that move you into action because you want to create a new business, you want to take your career in a new direction, or you want to attract love into your life, what you got to do is prioritize your goals. Figure out what's more important, one or two or three or four, and put them in order. Once you figured out your priority, right, your priorities, you have to look at how you're currently living, how you're currently making decisions, and then figure out, is that in line with your priorities? And if it's not, okay, then you got to start to figure out from the number one priority, what is the action that I need to take? And once you figure out what the action is, you're going to have all of these objections. So my taxi driver, he's got all kinds of objections about past jobs that he's had and why he doesn't think he can have a full-time job and why it's not what he wants and why he won't be able to, why it won't work, just tons of them. So once you get to that point, you want to make a list. You want to make a list of all the reasons why you cannot have that, why you don't want that, why it's uncomfortable to change. You want to put them all down on a piece of paper, and then you want to put down all of the things that you might have liked about a job, you know, all the things that did work out. So for my client, for example, all of those things, all of his reasons for not wanting one and all of the things that he did like about them, they now become the context for which he interviews his employer. So instead of going to an employer and saying, oh, will you hire me? No, he's going to the employer and he is saying, do you fit in this right column, which is all the things that I want? Or do you fit into this left column, which is all the things I've had before and are no longer going to serve me? Same idea when you're like trying to find this new person that you want to fall in love with. Here's all the things that I really want. Are they realistic to you? Like, is this something that you also want? And here's all the things that haven't worked for me. Are you more attached to some of these ideas? So we can't ever get into that conversation when we're negotiating effectively on our own behalf if we aren't clear about our priorities and how they relate to what we really want. So what's going on with your goals? How many goals do you have? And are they in conflict with one another? My name is Jen Morgan. This is Radically Distinct Radio. Thanks for tuning in. If you like this show, please go to iTunes and rate and review the show. It really helps us out. Also, follow us on Instagram at Radically Distinct and on Facebook at Radically Distinct, and tweet with me on Twitter at Jen Morgan Brand.
Are you really good at what you do, but kind of awkward and uneasy when it comes to self-promotion? Maybe you struggle to find the right words or fear coming across as an imposter. A radically distinct personal brand strategy clarifies the unique value you offer and gives you the confidence and courage to share your message with the world. Go to jenmorgan.com to learn about Jen's upcoming 2-day personal brand workshop. That's Jen with 2 N's, morgan.com. Registration is limited to 10 participants. Act now.